Every Tuesday morning, we check in with the MCCSC, and today, Keith, our special guest is...
We have Rob Moore, who's the Director of Adult Education, and they're headquartered at Broadview.
Hello, Rob. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you all?
Good to talk to you, as always. I drive by your place a couple times a week, seeing what's busy on the marquee as I sneak back to Summit to do my little school run daily. So I know you guys are up and running. There's always people around there. And you're wrapping up your school year, or does your school year run differently than everybody else? Are you more year-round?
We actually do follow the Monroe County Schools calendar as far as start day, stop day for the school year and holidays, but we also run an abbreviated summer school coming up in June, so that'll be our next big thing we're doing.
Now, Rob, you were with me yesterday at Ivy Tech for a big healthcare summit where the part of the deal was to find out what kind of jobs there are for your graduates.
Certainly. Health careers is a huge, huge market for folks looking for jobs, great jobs, great paying jobs, and a variety of jobs helping people in the industry that's really growing. So, and that's one thing we participate in adult education is helping people to enhance their career opportunities and further their education and training so they can become participating citizens in our community and in the economy.
Now, Rob, in my day, we called it the GED, but that's not what it's called anymore. And what you're doing is you're helping people get the equivalent of their high school diploma.
Yeah, the GED testing service still exists, but Indiana has four years ago adopted a different product to help people earn the high school equivalency diploma called TASC, Test Assessing Secondary Completion. It's five subjects, reading, writing, math, science, and social studies at the high school equivalent level. So we're helping people to study for that and earn the Indiana High School Equivalency Diploma.
So if someone listening right now didn't finish high school, what's your message to them, or how hard is this, or what do they need to kind of steel themselves in order to do to succeed and get that diploma equivalent?
Absolutely. We need a commitment of about 9 hours a week. We have some classes that are 12 hours a week. We offer them in the mornings, afternoons, and evenings, and in different locations. Most of our classes are at Broadview Learning Center, as you suggested. We also have some classes in different part of our county. We have classes at the Crestmont Community Center, at Work One, Monroe County Library downtown, and at Ellsville at the Edge, in a partnership with Richland Bean Blossom School. So we need that commitment, but really, most of all, we just need the desire. We can work with the desire that people have to improve their life by earning this credential. And when they come to us, they're going to find a very, very caring staff, very dedicated staff of teachers and program assistants to help them accomplish this great goal.
Now, I know you deal with this, but give us some statistics about the difference between someone without a high school diploma and someone with a high school diploma in terms of earnings and workforce job stuff.
Well, if you look at the census data, it's just really, really clear. The greater level of education that a person has, the more money they typically earn in a year. That makes sense because they qualify for higher wage, more highly skilled jobs. So without a high school diploma, average wage is probably about $14,000 to $19,000 a year. Earning your high school diploma, an associate's degree, and bachelor's degree, well, then you're moving up to, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. But amazingly also, Keith and Mike, that the wages go up, but it's just really a clear trajectory of the unemployment rate. The unemployment rate goes down as people earn those credentials. So wages go up, employment opportunities increase. There's no question. The data bears that out time and time again.
What's the future for someone then that comes through your program? I'm presuming you have both views. You got the young people, but you also have some people in their 40s and 50s.
We do indeed. The youngest we can take is 16. Now you might ask, well, what would 16-year-olds be doing in adult education? Well, in Indiana, 16 is the youngest age at which they can drop out of high school. And they do that for a variety of reasons. Some they regret and some are just unavoidable. But the nice thing about being connected with our school system is we can round them up right away because we're part of that school system. So we do have a young adult education population, but we also have folks, yes, in the 25 to 44, the 46 to 50, and even older who are working on some kind of educational credentials, high school equivalency, earning English second language, studying for entrance to college, and so forth.
Now, you also have a big graduation ceremony for your folks.
We do. We have awards program, awards ceremony coming up on May 11th, and we're recognizing our English language students, our high school equivalencies, those who have gone on to college, mostly at Ivy Tech, a great partner for us, and into employment. So we're celebrating all those accomplishments of our students.
Now, speaking of partners, you have employer partners?
We do indeed. Several great partners. Probably the one that's really outstanding for us this year is Cook Medical. They, in partnership with us, they've created a program for some employees called My Cook Pathway, where they can be employed without a high school degree in cafeteria maintenance. They go to work in the morning part-time. They come to our class, which is held at Ivy Tech, in the afternoon, and they study for the high school equivalency. That's a great partnership, a great program. IU Health has helped us with an introduction to health careers class, coming with their patient simulators, so people can get a little practice on that as they're studying for entrance to health careers. The U.S. Army is another great employer for us. Through mutual referral of folks, we work with their people who've approached them to join the Army, need a high school credential, or maybe they already graduated, need a good ASVAB score so they can qualify for the job that they want. And then our own Monroe County Schools is an employer that we work with because they have lots of openings for teaching assistants, paraeducators, that we've formed a class to help them kind of get some early training on that.
All right, so I didn't finish high school. What do I need to bring to you? How do I get going in all this?
And how long will it take?
Yeah.
Those are two great questions. Let me start with the second one first. How long it takes really depends on the individual. The key factor there is the attendance. If we can get 9 hours a week of attendance, we can do it in pretty short order, even regardless of skill level. And since we started the new high school equivalency test a few years ago, I just charted every one of our students for about a year and a half. It has generally taken 7 weeks of regular attendance to earn the high school equivalency, regardless of skill level, and that's across all the skill levels. Now, I stress for folks, it's 7 weeks of regular attendance, not 7 weeks of irregular attendance. And some do take longer, and some have taken shorter, but that's been the average. How to get started with us is a simple phone call to our office at Broadview Learning Center, and that's 330-7731, and we are doing sign-ups for new student orientation for summer school right now, so this would be a good time to call us to get started this summer.
And am I going to need to bring my checkbook with me, Rob, or how do we take care of all this?
Well, I'll tell you what, all of our classes are free for adult education, English second language, adult education, studying for high school equivalency. The test fee for the high school equivalency is $70, 70, but we even have some financial help for that going on right now with Work One, and the Trinity Episcopal Church has been a grant funder for us, and with Work One and the Community Foundation of Monroe County Schools.
Rob, what kind of success are you having? What are your numbers? What are you running through your program to finish and get the degree?
Absolutely. We've had 443 enrolled in our program so far this year. We typically get to 500. Now, some of those have already graduated, studying for other things, if I suggested, like English, studying for college. So not all here are studying for the high school equivalency degree. But so far this year, as of this week, we've had 69 people earn the Indiana High School Equivalency Diploma, and we start counting July 1st of every year. We've had 15 people take Ivy Tech's Accuplacer test, and those 15 have tested out of all the developmental skills classes. They're ready to go in their college degree classes. And we've had 84 people this year, after leaving our program in the first quarter, go from unemployed to employed, just in that first quarter after exiting our program.
Rob, what's a profile look like for somebody that's going to succeed in your program?
It's someone who can really organize their life responsibilities to make this happen. Like I said, we just need the attendance. I think it's important to organize childcare and transportation so attendance to class is possible. But you know, really, once they get there, a very dedicated, caring staff helps them, and we can also help them with some supportive services in partnership with Work One and the IU School of Social Work. Is a social worker student to help kind of organize those things. So the profile is someone who has, number one, really made a commitment in their mind and heart that this is important. And in fact, it's so important, I'm going to build this into my life responsibility weekly schedule.
And the other part, Rob, is how much does it cost one more time to sign up for this program?
The classes are free of charge. There is no charge for the classes. Unbelievable. And it's funded by the Department of Workforce Development to our school corporation, so that covers all tuition and fees and everything like that. The only thing to pay for is the high school equivalency test fee if they're studying for that test. And we just collect that at the time they take the test. And again, there is some financial aid available right now. It's not always available, but we do have some right now.
Well, I think that's a fair trade-off. Absolutely. So you get in there and get taken care of. And your June program starts when? When do we need to sign up by?
We have a new student orientation for that the week of May 15th, so this would be a great time to call us. We are taking sign-ups, but we still have some spaces available. And summer school will be in the month of June, Monday through Thursdays. We have morning class from 8:30 to 11:30. We have evening classes from 5 to 8 for English second language, adult basic education, so we can cover it all in June.
Give us that number one more time so folks can give you a call.
You got it. It's 330-7731.
And remember,
330-7731.
And remember to dial that 812, or that lady will still yell at you. I don't know
you
where she is or what she's doing, but she's angry. Rob, great job as always. Congratulations on your turnaround rate. That's absolutely fantastic. You've got the awards program coming up as well, and then the new summer session starting. And give a call, 812-330-7731. Thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
I appreciate your time, you guys, and thanks for a great job you all do.